Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody. We are live with Chris, the Magic Lover.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Banshee Lover, dedicated to Grudge Bikes.
Chris, how are you making this evening? Hello?
I'm here.
All right. How you doing today?
Pretty good. What's up?
All right. Got any racing on your mind? Introduce yourself.
What? This tackle box.
I'm waiting on Chris to press the one button so I can see his number.
Is anybody left on here right now?
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of people listening to you right now.
Yeah.
Give me your name again.
Tackle box.
Psycho box?
Tackle box.
Okay, tackle box. I see you raised your hand mighty early. I mean, you both got some good stuff to talk about.
I got a few things I need to address.
Well, hold on here. You got a whole lot of folks who want to talk. Just bear with me 1 second, okay?
All right.
All right. I'm going to go to these commercials right quick, and then we'll come back with Chris.
All right.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRC manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam moly tubing for optimal results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Yeah, you will not die.
I think I do
need a table. Who I have to call up there? Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jay, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Banshee Lover, dedicated to Grudge Bikes.
Chris, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing okay. What about you?
All right. You see, you got on the radio this morning hitting all the wrong buttons. I done hit tackle box thinking it was you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think tackle box
has
a lot to say tonight.
Well, I can tell you this, Chris, you got a lot of hands up, and so it's up to you. What you want to do? You got an announcement to make?
Well, I probably would make a few throughout the show, but it's so he's prolonging. We don't want to take the first call and see what they got to talk about.
All right, the first call is tackle box. Tackle box, he said he had several things he want to talk about. So, tackle box, your mic is now open.
Well, I don't know. Is CC on here? Do we know if custom comments is online? comes from Chef, he's probably going to chime in here in a minute.
All right, well, then I'm just going to sit back and just chit-chat with everybody, and my bomb will explode when he gets on the phone.
All right. Just hold tight in. Let's try to take the call over.
All right. Tackerbox got something on his mind. Next caller is 843-5041. 843-5041. Your mic is not open. Give us your name, please.
Tackerbox, this is G-Wiz.
Uh-oh.
Don't laugh now, bitch.
This ain't the line you call in to get senior citizens discount, damn it.
This is the line where y'all going to line up with custom cuts and he going to cut your balls slap off.
Brother, I'm telling you, I can't wait. I go to bed every night, and after I say my little prayer, I also add in, Lord, will you please let me get across his ass anytime he wants it, please.
Look, let's be real here, though. All BSing aside, what do you have locked in for Rockingham so far? Next week.
So far, we are locked in with Sinister and Stormtrooper heads up out the back door, and we're locked in with Lil Scrappy and Runts heads up out the back door.
Has Runts been tested?
Runts has been tested. I'm going to test again tomorrow night, but I think it's on point enough, and so does Brian, that we're willing to gamble. You know what I mean?
In other words, what you're saying is you feel like you got enough, you can take care of Scrappy.
If I didn't, we wouldn't be locked.
Mm. Okay, I just seen a bunch of hoopla online about y'all locking in this, that, and the other, man. I just wanted to see what I had to look forward to next week in the Cooper performance after Dark Underground at Rockingham.
Well, I tell you something else. I don't know if Eddie is on here yet or not or whatever, but We're willing to lock up Sinister with Eddie Kane, but I would like to get a race also with Eddie Kane with Cocaine on the street tire. All I need to do is just tear out of there. And
the owner of Cocaine said he wasn't coming.
Well, I'll make him come. I'll buy his plane ticket and I'll drag his ass from Memphis.
Okay.
If we get something locked up, he will come. But he don't really want. He wants to come to see the show of My Rock event. But he wants to get something locked up. And
Sounds to me like it ain't gonna cost him no money to come anyway.
Well, here's the thing. If we're locked up with Possum and crew or whatever, if we lock up with Eddie Kane. With Cocaine and I get to move, hey, we're gonna be mean about it.
We go way back and we're friends. So, and I'll tell everybody in public, we're friends. You know. Yeah. But what I'm saying here is one thing I do wanna ask, you're talking about Eddie Kane, are you telling me a 68-70 inch street tire Pro Street Clone Boost is asking for the move from a goddamn 1000? Are you sure you're not related to Custom Cuts?
Well, the reason that I'm saying that is because I'm 188 pounds suited, okay? Ray Lee, he's light, and they're a lot longer. They got a lot of dope. They got, a slick. But what I'm willing to do is we're willing to be men about it. Hey, if we beat this guy, we will guarantee, even if we have to, I don't know what we have to do to get it lined out, but we will guarantee, and me and Brian, especially me and Brian and Buck, what we say is, what we say we're going to do is what we do. If we beat him with a move, we're going to come right back and run for the same thing, head the fuck up.
Okay. I just wanted to see what we had to look forward to. Me and you go way back, and I haven't talked to you much in the last couple of weeks, and I've been seeing a bunch online, so I figured when you said you were on, you had something to say, so I just wanted to see what you were talking about.
Really? I ain't trying to smell on nobody but Cece, sissy ass.
I do have a question for the show host, Chris.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Banshee Lover, are you there? Damn. I don't know where they went. Yeah. Talk about.
I don't know. I guess it's just me and you.
I know Sam's texting me. Sam's texting me saying let him in. But Banshee Lover, are you there?
Well, I don't understand how it's just me and you talking.
No, there's people they can hear. Just the host is.
I got you.
The host is doing something else at the present time.
Well, if Alex is listening, I'm having a beer with you right now because I know you're having one.
Who?
If Alex.
Oh, fuck Alex. You know, the beauty of this whole deal is like right now, we can talk all the shit to Alex we want. Like, you old fat motherfucker with a damn pillowcase holding up your pants, your no-shirt-wearing fat motherfucker, you dick sucker, all this, that. And guess what? He can't say shit about it. And then when he comes on the line, we can just hang up. Don't have to listen to it.
I ain't never hated on Alex. Me and him's cool. But I tell you what, that damn belt he had on that time we were there in October, I swear that was the funniest shit.
Sam just sent me a message and said, wow, how can they not pay attention to their show?
Chris,
are you there? Sam said Alex is dying to attack me. Fuck you, Alex. You dick sucker. You old hater. Alex is a hater.
That's his favorite word there.
You know, hey. Alex is a hater. Alex, you know, Alex actually idolizes Little Richard. He chases Little Richard around like a little puppy dog, man. Like, Alex wants to be like Little Rich, I believe.
That's funny. That is too funny. Because I'm sure that's not how it is.
Yeah, that's how it is, man.
Hold on just a second. Hey, Brian, call Kendall and tell her I'm on phone doing grown-up shit. I'll call her in a minute.
Hey, Chris, Banshee Lover, are you there? I got people texting me trying to get in on this call. Let's see here. Hold on. Sam, hold on. I'm trying to get Banshee Lover to get you clicked in. Santos, I just got your text, too. As soon as they start paying attention, we try to get some of these people on the phone. I don't know what's going on. Maybe they got disconnected.
I know Ike's on there. He's got his pom-poms just swinging in the air, pulling them down.
Just remember this, gentlemen. One thing that I will say is for everybody listening, Chris has got a new program on this show that you link to it through Facebook. Let me see if I can give you guys the link. But remember, the show is now being recorded, so, you know, anything that's being said, you can play back at a later time. The link is www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can search Chris Grudge Bike Megafest, and that should bring you to his show. It's being recorded, so if you log in there, you can link it to your Facebook or whatever. Show him some love and everybody like his page. You know, that way he'll continue to do this for everybody so we can all just have fun and talk junk and, you know, set some stuff up.
All right. Chris, I'm back. Sorry about that. They got me working two shows tonight, and I'm trying to be on two. But we'll get it straightened out here in a minute. You got a lot of mics
Chris
over.
Hey, Chris isn't on here. That's the problem. Chris isn't on here.
He doesn't
Yeah, I think we lost him, but I know you're working two shows, but we got several people who want in. 6645 will be the last four of Sam from Possum Racing.
Hold on one second. All right, Sam's mic is open.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, we got you, Sam.
Got him.
Damn, my face was turning red. I was trying to hold it all back.
Hold on one second, Sam. Sam, hold on one second. Now, give me one more, because we got a lot of them. Let's get one more person's mic open.
Go ahead, let them all in, buddy. I just want to make sure I was in to run my mouth when I need to, but I know I keep myself muted. I just want to have a clear line and be wide open when I need to. Be careful about letting Alex Bud Light in, because I'm sure they've already got him fired up, and it's going to go bad when he comes in.
I'll get Chris back on. But listen, all right, I'm opening up now. 229-2529. 229-2529.
I don't
know if
I'm
going to
answer it.
2529.
The mic is open. Give us your name, please.
All right, Santos, AVP,
Booster. All right, Santos.
Hey,
Santos. Mic is open.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
Let everybody else in.
All right,
that's
the only thing I want to do is fuck custom cut up. All right,
we got 919-3356.
919-3356.
Your mic is open. Give us your name.
You know who it is, Glenn. Yeah, you know
I've
been waiting.
All right.
Alex,
I bet you were chomping at the bit, weren't you?
It's on like a pot of neck bones.
Yeah, hey, listen,
now,
guys, hold up, hold up.
Now,
let's all
what you say about Lil Richard?
Hold on, Alex, hold on, hold on. Listen, let's all
hell
get a mutual
no.
understanding. If one person's talking, don't over-talk the person because he's opened the line to a bunch of people.
Yeah. Well, listen to what I'm telling you. When you say
oh,
the game word on there, what we going to do? We come to my rock.
Let's do something with that Blue Boost and CJ's 14, man.
We're going to put the black 14 on him.
Hey, Alex, what the hell are we going to do with Charlie Murphy?
Oh, you ain't seen how operation I wasn't going to tell, a.k.a. Sam Cook? It's going to be that booster with the nitrous on it. Would you like me to kill Senator?
Oh, goodness gracious.
Huh?
Lucky
I got a big gun. We love it, you. What's up?
So y'all don't put
nitrous on it? Go get it. Come with it.
So y'all put nitrous on it?
No, that ain't Murphy. That's his cousin. That's Murphy's cousin. We won't run.
Okay, so Murphy won't be able to be there. Is that what you're saying?
No, Murphy ain't going to come, but
okay,
it ain't
okay,
nothing
well,
y'all
going
to do to run.
There ain't nothing.
Come to the same stadium as Murphy.
Hey, if you look like that.
Little Scrappy's by the text man number he's calling in from. He wants to talk to Tackle Box. So as soon as he texts me the last four of the numbers he's calling in from, I'm going to ask him to clear him in.
Okay.
So do y'all want to try one of Nigel's bikes? A Nigel's bike, Tackle Box.
Does a fucking bear shit in the woods?
All right. If y'all give me 1 second. All right.
We want action.
All right. Give me 1 second, y'all. I want y'all to know that Chris, mic is back open. Chris, your mic is open. And now you can handle the show.
Hey, Chris, everybody on the team.
Hey, guys, clear the line for 2719. If y'all give them an open mic, 2719 is trying to get in.
All right, 2719, give us your name, please.
You.
Hello.
All right, 2719.
It's the devil.
Give us the devil, okay.
No, he's a little scrappy. 2719 is a little scrappy.
Little Scrappy. All right, go ahead now. I got
put me in the police, baby. Damn, I thought you gave that up with the selling cars.
Hey, Joe, Tackle Box is on here. I'm here.
What's up there, buddy?
What's up, Pimpin?
We ain't got about 8 more days, do we, buddy?
You got what now?
We ain't got about 8 more days, dude.
Yeah, it's time to dance.
Hey, dude, if you have a even number 1746 open the line, I think that's going to be our special treat there. Yeah.
Is Alex there?
Yeah, you damn right.
Go ahead.
Who looks
for me? Y'all see me. Let's see Leah. He's on here.
Hey, talk about
what? Yeah, I'm here.
Is we still going to follow or what?
Yeah.
I don't want the
no,
nicest bike. Y'all want the nicest bike or what?
Hey, as long as we look alike, I don't see why not. Is Lil Dusty riding?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah,
well,
we
got the one.
Yeah, we're the same weight. That's fair all day. It's pretty shitty that I gotta run Tyree, Little Richard.
Let's not go there.
Hey, look, man.
Song spray.
You can't even put Little Richard
in
a real
now.
Category. Don't worry about him.
I'm just letting y'all know that we ain't scared. And if you look like us, and we ain't completely
you
broke,
come with a black
you
know,
tackle box. We don't look like you, buddy. You got that big boost motor in there with that damn spray. Quit crying about weight with Tyree. That's a fair race.
No, I ain't crying about it. We're lost. If I was
you said you had to find light
riders.
You said you had to find light right riders, right? Light riders.
I'm just saying, how the fuck did me being a country ass nobody got to run all these motherfucking superstars? What the fuck?
Man, you got a whole lot of shit in there talking about.
You got a dream team, buddy.
I know you got
a
hope for me.
You're the dream team. Maybe you need to run around the track.
Hey, Sam, what you can't find in the tackle box, you can find plow, screwdriver, you know. Worms. You can live out of tackle box.
I'm over here now. Somebody watch the money.
I'm
talking about the jail house. Where you want me to be at?
Guys, let me intervene. Do we have a 229 1746?
Yeah, let him in.
Here it comes.
That's Georgia, baby.
The hell of a man.
Oh, you're right, I'm here.
Er Jones.
Okay, hi.
Hey, can I go ahead and get something out here right quick while I'm thinking about it?
Er Jones.
Uh-oh.
Custom cut.
Custom cut. Oh, so CC's on here now, correct?
No.
Right.
No.
Man.
What the hell is that?
Damn, man. Come on, guys. What's going on now tonight?
Is that CC or not?
I don't think so, guys.
Okay, well, look, let me go ahead. I want to go ahead and get something out there so everybody might can help me out.
Calm down. You got an hour and a half to get it off your mind.
All right, well, listen. When CC gets on here, if everyone will just let us talk for 3 minutes without any of the hollering and all that. Yeah.
I'm sure you'll get that, buddy. Just ask Alex.
Is y'all gonna get priceless? The one that usually what's gonna be Christmas time?
Great.
Somebody threatened to stab his tire. Let's see. Somebody threatened to stab his tire. The truck went over down. What's this excuse? Is he coming or not, man? When the hell we start asking for something? When they start doing that? How can you do that?
You gotta do that.
I'm gonna play that cocaine right by you at 6'8", like it was, and run to 1,000. If y'all do.
How long was the 1,000?
About 7.
I will have Randy there, and we will have the bike there.
Man, Randy is a girl, man.
Don't be clowning on my phone now.
Tell him, I think he ran that pool. I want to put that damn pipe on the top so he can run it up underwater and hide, and the pool will still be running. Yeah. Well, Randy a girl. Tell Randy we threatened to race him.
That was cold.
The funniest shit I heard you say in a long time, dog.
That was cold.
Tell him we threatened him.
Hey, if that's the way you feel, that's cool. But the man will race. The man will race.
I don't think so. I think you got a damn change his pants before you race.
Well, shit, I guess
you got to beg him to come. How many cool ones you meet him? But that dude on the internet, well, he's had your nerves up. But that he cool when you meet him. So, hey, Sam said we're going to do y'all. Sam, what we going to do, Sam?
You already know what we're going to do, buddy. We're going to get drunk, we're going to eat, and we're going to get across some ass.
Uh-oh, you that taco box. I'm coming over that taco box. I'm going to bring you a beer to put in that taco box. That's a nail. You won't run CC because you know he's slow enough.
No, I want to run CC.
He won't run CC. He wants to run CC.
So you know that I want to run CC so bad because
he told Joe.
Because the man texted me and told me, you know, what we were going to do and this and that, trying to bluff us with, you know, a certain amount of chips. And I pretty much called him on it. And then it got cut in half. And then shit got changed. It was supposed to be off the trailer. You know, so, I mean, I got
think that was before they found out. I think that was before they found out that Friday night Custom Tune was a myth in Rockingham.
All I know is us down here, we're willing to accommodate you.
There's going to be one thing happen. It's either going to be a win or a lose, and I don't give a fuck either way because we're having fun.
What's your prediction on the runs versus Scrappy Bikes? I just want to know what your prediction is.
What my prediction is?
Yeah.
In this tackle box that I have, I got a treble hook. And I'm picking a stick right up his ass.
There you go.
I'm going to hook him. And after I hook him,
you got a gator hook in there?
Okay. Bring your treble hook. Just make sure you bring your treble hook with you.
Hey, Scrap, you ain't gonna defend yourself. You don't want to defend yourself.
All right, dog. Chris, I got about it right there.
Hey, real quick, guys, let me cut everybody off. Look, this thing talk is longer and longer. There's people out there that's got the windows rolled down, driving down the highway, doing whatnot. If y'all could be considerate, and remember, we can all hear that. It really does hurt trying to hear the next person talk. So please roll your window up or tell everybody in the room to hush while you're talking.
Turn that air conditioner on, or if it don't work, with your broke ass, you need to pull over.
Somebody driving down the highway and I can do nothing but hear.
Okay,
all right,
y'all, give me.
Man, I'm trying to get a 301 after code 4961.
All right, hold on one second here. If I can too, while I'm here, I got about four people with the hand up.
Okay.
And we can get them. Well, we got two of them. We're gonna get them on. And before
we go,
let's find out who they are. Let's see here. We got 678-7573. Give us your name, please.
This is JC representing Custom Cuts Crew. Y'all put
Lord
on 1746. Those Custom Cuts trying to join, and all these people on here talking all this trash. We're gonna run y'all in a quarter mile. We're gonna cut y'all head off, and we're gonna send y'all back home. That's all I got to say.
You need to
step
back over to the sideline with them fucking pom poms. Let that grown ass man
We ain't got no fucking pom-poms. I represent. I come through with the money. Just
okay,
all right.
All right.
Damn, what happened to the money this last weekend?
Hold on, Big Money. Big Money, would you hold on one second? Let me, y'all bear with me for a minute so I can get these mics open. 713-1631. 713-1631. Your mic is open.
I represent the money.
Hey, I'm in this motherfucker finally.
All right, 713-1631. Give me your name, please.
Hey, this is Nightmare.
Nightmare.
Yo, custom cut.
Here we go.
Yo,
now that we're talking in front of everybody, including God, now you tell me if I'm lying or not. Did you not text me that we were going to run for 10 racks off the trailer? So, I get back in touch with
okay.
you. Hold on, sir. I'm not finished speaking. Don't interrupt a grown-ass man speaking.
Man, now, go ahead. All right
then. Did you or did you not do that?
No, I didn't do that.
Oh,
no, I didn't do
that. Oh, good Lord.
You asked me and I told you. You know what? You asked me and I told you. You know what? I offered you a couple of races. You never did say nothing back to me.
See? You cut the pot in half.
I cut the pot in half because, I tell you what, let's just do it. Let's get it over. Let's run the quarter mile title for title. Because I'm going to take
your
heart. I'm going to take your heart because you
got it. You got it.
Title for title.
You got it, and everybody can hear it.
Do the quarter. Run title for title. Because I know you can't outrun this monster. I know you can't outrun this monster I got. I know you can't.
That's cool.
Because what's the name? Had you dead in the water over there in Alabama.
Okay.
He had you dead in the water. Serial killer. He had you dead in the water. And I can eat serial killer for lunch. And I'm going to eat you for breakfast.
That's all.
I'm
going to
eat you for breakfast.
So, look. All right, listen, PC. Listen, we're talking in a low-tone voice. Now, so everybody can hear us speaking right now.
Man, we know that.
All right. Now,
say
we're going
to
run. We're
going to
run five bikes. Am I correct?
Hey,
when I hang up, you're going to have to call back in. All right, and they sent me, they said Erica's on one of them lines, too. They said she on 678, but I didn't see it.
Right. I can still hear CC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now.
Talk about, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, now you want to run bike for bike, correct?
Bike for bike. Comprende?
Okay. That is a done deal, and it's locked in when and where, because you said quarter mile. Now, where?
Quarter mile. Whenever Georgia have a quarter mile race, whenever somebody's willing to throw a quarter mile race, they're going to make the money. We're going to run bike for bike. And let me tell you something. You better bring that pink slip now, because I ain't accepting no bill of sale. I got the pink slip for this now.
I got a little piece of paper that I wrote out with it. That motherfucker found in a ditch. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. No, no, no bill of sale. I got the pink slip to mine now. You can have to go get license on my motorcycle. See, now I'm talking to Shine. Fucking stipulations start appearing everywhere.
Man, do you actually think I'm going to give you a title to your bill of sale, fool? Do you actually think I'm going to do that? I tell you what, let's lock in 25, and we'll run for five.
No, sir. We're going to have to lock in 25 on 10 or better.
Man, come on, man. You hollering out numbers that you got to go pay for, man.
CC, hold on. Here's where I'm fixing to put you on blast in front of everybody. Now, do you remember texting me back saying, okay, bet, you got that. You got that race that you asked for the 10 racks, okay? Then you said, how can I travel from Georgia to North Carolina with that kind of money and enough money to run these other people? I said, you know what? I understand. Hold on. I said, you know what? I understand that. But then you wanted to cut the pot completely in half. So I said, fuck it. No, we're not doing that.
I'm going to let you talk
in just a second. Hold on. So then, okay, that race didn't happen. Let's just get off of that. We're getting on to this. Now
you
want to run in your home state. That's fine. Now, you ain't got to travel no fucking where, so don't be talking about traveling with some cheese.
Okay, well, how much you want to run for? If you want to run for 10, if you want to put it out there, lock in, how much? 25 on 10? That's a bit.
Travel 25 on 10.
Okay, look, travel your butt to Cecil. Whenever they have the next race, I will keep you posted. Travel your butt to Cecil. 25 on 10. 25 against Sinister. through the quarter mile.
I thought you wanted to run Booster to Booster. You was crying about Sinister being the fucking 1,000.
Wait, don't Sinister got Booster mode on it?
No, I got
Come
another
on.
Booster. It's in Primer right now. I don't even have a name
man,
for it
look,
yet.
Look, we going on what I say. I run Sinister, the one with the Booster motor. I run the hybrid. That's what I want. Because I'm going to teach you a lesson. I'm going to make your neck turn red for real. Because, see, you've been asking about me the whole time this show been on. And I've been trying to keep my mouth closed. But one thing I'm going to teach you, don't play with grown folks. And don't talk while grown folks talking. I'm the king of Georgia. I represent Georgia. In order to get through Georgia, you got to get through me. Possum came down here, I broke. He got paid. So what?
The motherfucking king of Tennessee is. You're fucking talking to me.
Now, man, king of Tennessee, man, come on, man.
You got that motherfucking race. You got that race. Sinister and Caesar, heads up, out the back door. You best get your ass motherfucking practicing.
Through the quarter, you'll be number six. You'll be number six. And you know what? When I get finished with you, you're going to kiss my feet, boy.
Hey, yeah, I might do that. I might have to do that. I tell you what I will do. If I lose, though, I won't come up with these. Hold on. Let me speak a second. I won't come up with these lame-ass fucking excuses, and I won't get to the starter or the water box, and I won't fucking flip my fucking switch and let the bike turn over till the battery runs down. And some fucking dumbass, weak-ass shit like that. I'm going to run you. If I beat you, I'm going to come shake your hand. If you beat me, I'm still going to come shake your hand. No
Wait,
big
hold
deal.
On, hold on. Hold on. Yeah, that's cool and all. But you know what? You got to render Caesar things to Caesar. You're going to kick the heel of my doggone shoe. That's what you're going to do. That's what
you're
going to do.
I got a triple hook in the tackle box. I'm fixing to snag your motherfucking ass.
Yeah, okay. You're a guppy.
Okay.
If you know so much about fishing and moving, you're a
guppy. Well, to be honest with you, I would also like to add in something. I kind of want these dreads that you're carrying around because I think they're kind of cute. Because really, I don't know if I want to race you or fuck you, to be honest.
Nah, you know what? You put these posts on Psycho Bike talking about I'm a faggot and all this right here. You sound just like one. You know what? I tell you what. If you think I'm so much like a fan, I've been wanting to check your mouth on this right here. See, if you think I'm so much gay and a faggot, bring your old lady through the track. I guarantee I'll pull a hair and make her say my name.
Hey, guys, I touched his nerve. I done touched his nerve. I knew it was coming.
You just brought out the black in me. That's all. That's all. See, you're going to really find out.
It's just weighing it down. What the fuck you mean?
Hey, you're gonna really find out what the blacks mean in black season.
Yeah, we'll see. As I'm show fixing to put on a motherfucking show.
Hey, yeah, can I see my butt?
All right, end of story. We're locked. That's a done deal. Now, CC, do we need to send change to... a mutual party, or are we going on this in front of everybody because it's all on here, it's all recorded.
Right. You know what? When I find out the next quarter mile race in Cecil, I will call you, and I'm going to see if you can trot down here and run me because from what you done showed me, it's nothing. I got you covered from the 330 on to the finish line. Trust me. You better ask Possum. For real, On my second shakedown, I saw his face. I saw his face on the finish line.
Hey, do you know what? I don't even really like those guys, but they're kind of cool. But do you know what those boys were fixing to do to you? They were going to kick your fucking teeth in. They were going to turn you around backwards and kick your ass right in that fucking trailer of yours.
Yeah, look what you said, fist into. It never happened, son. It never happened. Sit in the corner with your pamper on, okay, and suck your thumb.
And we're running at Valhalla.
Yes, sir. Chris. My home track.
Good deal. I'm fixing to make you fucking look like a clown in front of them folks.
Okay. From what I heard, boy, don't fold 90 likes, don't fold 65 likes. Boy, you better come better than that.
If I had a fucking two-step, I could cut a light, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, thanks,
sir. I tell you what, big nut. Why can't you leave on the motherfucking hand with me then, since you don't talk about what?
You know what? Thanks to, you know what? You'll never hear me say this again. Thanks to PPM and Jeff Walker, I am two-stepping off the line.
Well, you know what? I ain't scared. I'm going to leave off my motherfucking hand and fuck you smooth up before the end of the 60. I'm telling you, I'm going to have 1.5 on you, and you ain't going to like it, and it ain't going to do nothing but get worse.
Yeah. From what I heard about you, boy, you need to like too bad.
Hey, wipe your mouth. We done got our shit lined out. Let's sit back and let everybody else talk, because we done took up half the show, but we're locked up for Valdosta. So it's cool. We're done.
Yes, sir.
Talking. All right.
No problem.
Go ahead. All right, Eric.
What kind of name is Tapper Bob? That's something I put on the back of my truck.
Chris, you still there?
Okay, I'm here. Okay. Let's see if we can open the mic up.
Yeah, we won't let everybody else talk. We done took up the whole damn show.
Man, let my Georgia boys in.
Hold for 1 second.
Where is everybody?
They hold the mics and stuff. Paul, who's getting ready to open the mics up?
All right. Well, everybody needs to try to do like we did. You know, we was letting each other talk, so it's so much easier that way.
It is definitely.
And Alex, if you can hear me, I done cracked open about 3 beers now, so I'm trying to catch up with you. CeCe got my blood pressure up just as fast.
Chris, is my mic open?
Yeah, your mic is open.
Oh, hi, everyone. What I missed? Who's locked in?
Well, we got a box and custom cut going at it.
Oh, wow.
Seems like they got a race locked in from Valdosta.
Oh, and I missed it. Oh.
Liking to see a little 8-mile action as well.
I got to be there.
We might can work that out as well, but we are for sure going to do what we said earlier at Valdosta, and we would do it in Macon or however you pronounce it, but it's too short. We got quarter horses, but we will be there, and we are going to try to race some folks and put on a show for sure. We will be there.
So Valdosta is going down?
It is going down.
Okay, I'll make sure I'm there.
Bam, you sound pretty.
Thank you.
He's already distracted. He's already lost.
Yeah, for real. That's one thing that will do it right there.
So all I need to bring is a pretty lady, and you're gonna red light.
I ain't gonna look over there. Hell, I probably be trying to look at your little pretty ass with that long hair. I want them dreads, CC.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, what can we work out? Listen, CC, for real. What can we work out to where we do exactly what we said earlier, but let's add in a little kicker. What can we do to where I get, you got to cut those dreads off and I get to keep them if I beat you. Now, do I have to do if you beat me?
It took me 8 years to grow my dreads. You put up 8 stacks. And we can do that. And I'll cut my hair. You can cut my hair at the track. I don't care how you cut it. You can cut my dreads off. You put up 8 racks.
8? Well, we're already doing 10, so that's 25 on 18?
Man, I'm bringing a money team. You better ask somebody what was up there in Macon. You better ask somebody.
I ain't saying that you can't have the money or this and that. I'm saying so we need to add 8 on top of the original pot. So I can get your hair. Is that what you're saying?
Man, look, let's just leave my hair out of it. Come on now. I got a big head. I can't afford to lose this hair.
I feel you.
Look, now, I was going to throw this in, too. We was having a championship
belt made for the making race there, and we was going, originally the race was set up with Custom Cut and Steven, but that race has been postponed, so we was looking for another challenger to challenge him for the Grudge Belt King. We was trying to work on something, but we need another contender if they want to step up to the plate and race him for the belt.
I tell you what, Chris, I would like for some of the guys from the north to come down, you know, and represent, just like, you know, we go all the way up there, because if all of us are around, you can get the track's working, which I heard the track is pretty good. It's not the best, but it's pretty good. Then there's going to be action, because when you get the north and the south together, friends or not, you're going to have action. It's the way it's going to be.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we tell Mr. Billy Bowles to come down and race me for the belt? Why don't he do that? Why don't he make a guest appearance? Why don't he make a guest appearance and race me for the belt? If he beats me, then he's a king. If he don't, then he's a dud. Billy Bowles, I know you're listening. Gee whiz, call Billy. Tell him to race me for the belt. Because, you know, when I beat him, I'm a Dusty Rhodes. And when I beat him, I'm going to do the Dusty Rhodes on him. Yes,
see, I will say this. That would be a good show. But I really think you're barking up the wrong tree. I really do.
Right. I mean, because he stated earlier that don't waste his time if just on here talking. That guy sounds like he's really, really to race. So let's see if any other contenders are out there that wants to race for this belt, because that.
I mean, Tootie, the Saw Bike, I'm willing to race him with the Saw Bike. Tootie, if you hear me.
Do we have any guys that want to open the lines up to speak or whatever? Let's go first.
I need Alex and G-Wiz back in here. They keep it exciting. And Possum, especially, that clown.
Let's see, do we have anybody?
Yeah. 919-3356, your mic.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, your mic is open.
Hey, am I back on here?
You back on, Alex.
Yeah, hey, you know, we coming out of Georgia, too, now. We coming to the Little C event, August 11th. We stay bored.
We talking about July.
We white and black ass. We don't give a damn.
We talking about July the 7th.
He's on the phone, huh? Say what? July the 7th?
Yeah, July the 7th.
We stuck in the middle, man. Youngbloods got one at Red Springs, and then they got that one.
Hey, Alex, I tell you what, you came to my trailer. This is a Custom Cuts. You came to my trailer when I was at The Rock. You had a booth.
And I like you. I told you I like your style.
Yeah, and I understand that, and I like you too. But if you come July the 7th, I will put up two times the pot you put up if you run me with that booster you bought with the little rider that you had on there making all the moves at the starting line.
Oh, my son.
I will put up, if you bet $1,000, I will bet $2,000. If you bet $3,000, I will bet $6,000. If y'all come July the 7th.
Well,
I'll
be damned. I got to call Ray John as soon as I get off. Now,
well,
you
call Ray
J. Look, man.
Call Ray J or Ray John, whoever you need to call. But I just want to race.
Oh, yeah. So you telling me operation I wasn't going to tell. Bring that.
What?
The same boozle.
The same
boozle. And you're going to dig in our ass.
Right.
Ain't no way.
Can't we all just get along?
Didn't I tell you I want a mohawk with a shag? You told me you didn't give it to me right then. I want a mohawk with a shag. You said custom cut. Give it to me.
Right. I told
can
you.
Can we open up line 288-7082?
I'm going to call Sam. Tell him we about to go back to Georgia. We're going to double the money.
If you put a thousand cut. Yeah, I'm for real, dog. If you put five, I put three or four. Dog, it don't matter, dog. I'm telling you, come to Georgia, dog. I got people coming out the woods. You better ask somebody.
Hey, Real Talk Radio. I love y'all. I have fun. But I've been called out. I got to get off here and call my crew.
Yeah, you better call somebody. You better call Tyrone.
I got to phone him. Hey, July. Hey, Banshee. July the 7th. When you go on the 7th.
Hey, if you put up a thousand, I will put up two.
Nothing. You're on hold for 1 second. Can we chime in? 288-7082.
All right. Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you.
We can hear you, Ike.
All right. Ike's on here. Hey, I got somebody on three-way here with me that wanted to say something to y'all, too. Go ahead and identify yourself.
I'll identify myself in a second, but forget all this talking about racing in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. What about next week, Alex? What you bring to the Rock?
Hey, what's CJ?
What?
Is it Alex?
Alex. Bud Light.
Yeah.
What are you bringing to the Rock? How many bikes?
Come well.
How many motorcycles are you bringing to the Rock, Alex?
You got to break it down for him. He doesn't have too many beers.
I don't know. Why would I need to bring?
You need to bring the 14, the Busa, and the 10.
Oh, man. Y'all call me for CJ. I don't give a damn about your Portugal-ass motherfucker. We'll be there.
I'm glad you don't
do it, Dan. Hey, look, I am round, not square like SpongeBob. I'll be there.
I know you're going to be there, but bring them three motorcycles with you.
You ain't going to stop. And what y'all talking about, I already know Lil Rich there. I got 5 phone calls, but we ain't left the track. He called around fishing for numbers. We got you covered. I got a big blanket.
I have no idea.
Just gave me a date that I can't refuse.
That's July 7th.
Yeah. Oh, I got you at the Rock.
The Rock's
do
first.
I have to see it? Do I have to see it? I don't fuck around. I fuck straight up and down, buddy. You'll be there. You can bet your bet.
I know I know your case of beer is going to be there, but your motorcycle is going to be there.
Yeah, we're going to have them there. Hey, look, and you know what's going to shock the world? After Duff do your little rattle, I'm going to do your way.
Damn. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, y'all don't think I can't ride. The boy had to get
Alex.
Him somewhere.
Alex.
Yeah, I said it.
Damn.
I'll be there. Trust me. Jump his A.O. to hit me on the bike or watch me go to your ass. Let that
out. Are y'all gonna change the shock out?
What shock?
The shock, if you're gonna run CJ, whatever you're riding, I hope y'all got a different shock.
Hey, it's a
I got two shocks.
Well, he can do what he gotta do. We're going to leave our bike the same. What'd that tell you? Dust going to cut the key off, and I'm going to cut it on, and then we're going to go to his ass. You see? Look,
all right.
If you spit out the front of your mouth, your words are a whole lot better. I hate to spit on the side. That's gay.
Hey, CJ, what hell, I say we get a small lockup on that.
We got a lot, man. When I see you, it's over. I can't believe you said that, Tommy. I want to have a lot. You call Greg Wallace. That's my buddy. We ride to the track together and race each other.
I want a lot.
Damn, let me tell you that. You want a lot, son.
So, Alex.
DJ, you got to race, man. If we don't blow them damn bikes up Saturday. No, we can't blow both of them up because the boots ain't going. So you got to race, all right?
All right, so we're going to race.
I'm not scared of you, man. You can say you riding around in
I'm not trying to scare you. All I want to do is race. I know, buddy.
But what I'm saying is some people go on a name. I don't give a damn about that. I like raising the bed. CJ, you know what? I had a buddy when we were growing up. He was a church boy. They gave that nigga a damn nickname. Next thing you know, he turned to a murderer. Some people can't handle that. Now, CJ, whatever that's short for, bring your ass home.
I'm lost as a fucking Easter egg.
And what's the other, Portugal motherfucker with you at the Rock Am said that we won't run?
Alex.
What's his name?
Alex. So you're leaving the Busa at home, correct?
No, the Busa be at Rock Am. I said we ain't taking the Saturday, the Nanu event. We going to Nanu's event Saturday. If that's full of shit, bring your ass on down there.
When's Nanu's event?
This weekend. In Colonial Beach, right there in Maryland.
I'm talking about the Rock. You're bringing it to the Rock?
Yeah, we're coming.
Okay,
hey,
so...
Hey, Chris, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Chris, I hate to interrupt you guys. Sorry about that. But do you mind letting old clown-ass Possum in, please? Hey, and Angie, we got to have Wiz in here. We got to.
Go ahead.
I want to lock up with somebody.
You already locked up, cuz.
I want to lock up with Alex Bloodlight.
Uh-oh.
Who want to lock up with us?
It's the custom cut.
Oh, you got to raise it up, man. Whenever we see each other.
Man,
if the boys want to come July 7th, we'll be there. If they don't, we know we come to Little C event.
I ain't trying
to stop nobody else's event. I really want to come down there. Because you just put too easy of a win for us, man.
Hey,
you really think you're going for us, man?
CC and Alex.
Oh. We open up 919.
Hey, look, CC, I have one question. Please don't go on Psycho Bike after we beat the hell out of them damn white boys at the Rock. You're going to know better than that with us, so we're going to tie their ass up. You can bet.
Hey, Alex.
There ain't going to be no gator hooks in that tackle box.
Hey, Alex, hold on one second. Oh. CC, hold on. Hey, Chris, can you hear me?
Yeah, we're trying to get them through now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
On.
Y'all going to try with Simmons for two?
I told you he doesn't bear shit in the woods. Even if he's in a zoo, it's still a wooded area, so, yeah.
Sam, your mic is open.
Come out here finally again.
Dagger, my buddy.
I thought I was about to have to slit my throat. I was trying to get in from so bad. Can we let Glenn back in, please?
Oh, God. Possum,
nice.
Your voice is like dragging nails. We're trying to patch him back in, but in the meantime,
y'all can't hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you, Sam.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm back in the room. Let me go back and read all my texts. I got to voice my opinion on.
Uh-oh.
Everybody couldn't voice their words, or scream and text to me. First one, okay.
Man, hurry up.
We're listening. Sam.
Here we go.
There it is.
There's one text.
Okay. You said TV bitch out your ass.
Tackle box. You said you didn't like Possum Racing Crew, man, but you gave us some props about going around racing. I got this text that said when I get back on the call to tell you if you don't like us, now you're going to hate us when we play the Gap Band's greatest hits.
You ain't going to like our tune.
But hey, I do got a question. Jerry Jones, you here with me, buddy?
Yes, sir. This
Possum Racing. Not even let me talk.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry, Mr. Jones. Stop one second. Mr. Tackle Box, after I play my greatest hit song, will you please go ahead and reply to me? I'm sorry.
Oops, upside your head.
Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, look, we've been offered July the 7th. Double the money.
Know, man.
With Sam Cook. Not your bike, your bike. Custom Cuts. Going all the money July 7th against Jeff Booth. I will talk to the crew tomorrow. I look like we
yes,
might
sir.
Just be going to George.
Alex, what are you racing CC with?
Huh? The boots.
Alex, what
are you? The nicest boots. Why, you got
the blue one?
I don't know, man. Come
the
on,
prime,
no.
The prime down boots.
No. Man.
I never seen the bike.
No, the blue boots is a street bike, man. No, heck no. See, James, I ain't like that.
Okay.
Trust me, you wouldn't want to see it. It's got more electric tape than a train.
Oh, no. Ain't no tape on that, buddy. But you just wait. You just wait. I want you to wear them red boots.
Okay.
Possum,
what you got going on, man? Tell me, what you got going on now?
Is Taco Box still here?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. I'm just being respectful.
I was waiting on your reply, buddy. Go ahead.
Well, I didn't because people were talking, so I was just waiting. Now, what I meant earlier, I don't not like y'all, but I mean,
yeah.
We're racing each other, so we're against you is what I'm getting at. Y'all are cool people.
Well, it's all going to be nice, and we're going to shake hands and eat and drink, but it's going to be fuck you in the water box, so hey.
But I'm sure going to break it off in your ass for sure. I mean, hell.
You're going to break it off in my ass. I'm going to be standing there counting my money at the end of the track.
Well, either you're going to be counting out the extra, or you're going to be counting it out to me.
Oh, no, dog. Well, it's going to be one side of the street, trust me.
Well,
hey. But anyway, let's go back.
What race are you guys doing?
Do what?
What race are you guys doing? Possum and Tackleback.
Sinister versus Stormtrooper.
And who's riding what?
Grand Tyree on Stormtrooper and Tackleback on Sinister.
Ooh, good one. When's that going down?
Rockingham. Come on, fat boy. You can eat crab legs with me.
Right before we get you, CJ. Don't know anything else?
We'll fuck
are
you,
we
racing, CJ?
Dusty, are we racing off? Are we racing off the first round Saturday morning, Dusty?
No, man, we ain't gonna be up there that early, man.
Don't wake up that
drunk,
early. Come on, he's still sleeping 11:00.
We got to get drunk. Then we come on later on that day.
Oh, okay.
Don't act like you scaring us, man. You got to race.
I come off the trailer. You say you know.
You come off the trailer. Oh, we don't care.
Okay.
Batchy Lover, you still there?
Hey, who are you riding now? Yeah, you want to buy a ride or ride?
Can you let in 5041 G-Wiz, please?
We're trying to let G-Wiz. So
yeah,
many people are trying to work.
We're not going crazy yet.
I missed it. I want Alex.
What about Billy Vos?
He don't want Billy Vos.
He said he wanted to do it for the heavyweight title.
He don't want Billy Vos, trust me.
No, that's one person I do not like. And I tell him right now on Grudge Talk Radio, I do not like Billy Vos, and I'm holding up the B sign right now, looking at the wall. Billy Vos, this for you, buddy.
He's trying to call me right now. He's been calling me twice now, and I haven't clicked over it every time somebody's been talking to me. I'm wondering if he's trying to get in the room or not. So let me send him a text and see if he's on hold on another line. But Billy's called me twice in a row.
If he's so good of a mechanic, he should be working on some motorcycles right now. Come on, my mechanic working on Pro Mods right now. I tried to call him. He told me to hold on. He's putting together a motor. Billy, you should be putting together a motor, sucker.
Yeah. I was trying to work my computer test.
You don't want
what
Billy Vos, man. Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Mr. Jones, I got a question for you, buddy. I sent you that message on CycleBike. You got one of our private messages, but I sent a message in the room that I said I was going to lay off of you. That's fine. You're going to do your thing. I got my opinion. You got yours. We're not going to display that here in Grudge Talk Radio. I do have a question for you because you made a statement about lock in this, lock in that. You got this money, you got that money. Some dude came in the room right before you started talking, talking about, I called the chips, I got the money, blah, blah, blah. Hey, I can appreciate that, but answer one question for me. Sleep has been bothering me for the last 20 minutes, okay? And just be respectful about it and don't jump all over me. Just, I'm asking a simple question. You remember we was in the water right before we got in the water box, we were on top of the hill.
Yeah.
You know that we had done something crazy with our bike on the third pass where it got hung up in second gear. Remember that? And we said, fuck it, we still gonna race you, right? But I walked up to you and I said, hey man, what happened? I mean, if you remember throughout the day when you were shaking down, well, we were shaking down, you jumped off that wall, raised the pot, that whatever, da 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 da. I remember them comments. But listen, here, hold up, but when we got into the right before we got in the water box, I came up to you and I'm not gonna discuss what the pot was and not was. And I told you I wouldn't do that. But I came here and I said, hey. Can we not raise the pot a little bit more? You said you got to talk to my man over there. I said, all right. So I turned, I went to the golf cart, and I asked him. He came back to you, and next thing he said, no, we're going to leave it like it is. You were going to get straight clean across my fucking ass that night. That was the best time, too, because we really were unsure if we were going to change third gear. But I was pretty damn sure we could get clean across your ass for second. But,
now,
didn't take that. You didn't raise up none.
Now, I'm going to answer that question. Now, once I'm in the water box, that's the wrong time to talk about money to me. You should have discussed that before because I'm focused.
I'm in a zone.
I'm in a zone, dog.
I'll talk about it. That was when you were in the water box. We weren't even in the water box.
Hey,
talk to your man on the golf cart.
Possum, let me tell you something. Hold on. Let me tell you something. If I just wanted to pay you to lock in, I would have paid that to you when you got to the track. I waited around until y'all got ready. I didn't know that was going to happen to my bike, but you got $503. What you complaining about, dog?
We want a race. It's not about the money, buddy. We didn't want the money.
You
could have kept it. I wanted the race. You could have took that $500.
I understand that.
You could apply that to keeping the track open later.
Okay.
My man would have got off his bike and come over here. No disrespect to
your
tours or something like that. And we would have put our hands on your bike to help you.
You think I would have actually let Tyree put his hands on my motorcycle if I didn't want to race y'all? No, but you actually saw me trying to get that motorcycle so it can crane. I actually went back to the tent and tried to. But you know what? We didn't have enough time left. I didn't know they was going to rent the track for another hour. I didn't know I could do that.
You already knew because you were standing right there at my trailer. And when you little dance, when they held over the loudspeaker.
You know what? That's Bill Mills. That's Bill Mills. Okay, blah, blah, blah. You wanted to lock in. You wanted to lock in. That's cool, dog. Let me talk about Alex and Tackle Box. Let's talk about that.
I'm asking you a next professional question. Please tell me you're not just promoting these races. That's all I'm asking because you got these guys, Jones
dog,
and Tommy.
You know what?
Yes, let me tell you. I'm asking a question here, please. You got people so excited. You even got me wanting to come back. You got me right now wanting to come back and lock back in with you because you started your statement about, hey, we can do that again back in Georgia. You sucking me down to Georgia. If you did break,
I'll give you
your credit. If you broke your bike, fine. I got my opinion, but I'm still going to give you your credit. You got me wanting to come back down to fucking Twigs right now. I'm telling you, dude. But you got a lot more people wanting to come now. And if you go down there and break, you want to talk about some broke-ass souls, man.
Now, Possum, let me tell you something. You remember when I was at the start line and my motorcycle wasn't in gear and went, wow. If I wanted to throw a race, I would have said, okay, I'm broke. I put that motorcycle in gear and went on down the track and made a shakedown. Look here. To all my fans out there, I'm real about racing. Possum, if you want to come back down here and lock in, we can lock in double the amount. It don't matter, bro. It don't matter.
Here's my question to you.
It don't matter.
Whatever happened to returning the race, man? I mean, I know you had your issue with Rockingham, and you had your thing there. But out of respect to me, you said you won't come out of Georgia for a year. You came out to Rockingham. You had a bad incident that had nothing to do with me, had no bearing. I won't in that honey hole when that shit was going down, no part of it. But look, you came, and out of respect, because you came to Rockingham, I didn't even talk to you at Rockingham because of that crap that went down. I figured your mindset was off. racing ain't even part of the deal no more. So I didn't even come over and approach you about the race we talked about. So I said, fuck it, we'll come to Twigs and we'll run you an 8 mile. So guess what? I loaded up the posse, short staff. I had my boy Scrappy. I turned to come four hours away to make up a little tiny crew to go down there and try to race you. That didn't happen. So how about this? Why don't you return the favor,
okay,
buddy? Come back out.
Well, what I'm willing to do to you, if I can't come up there, I'll make it right. If y'all come to Caesar when I run Taco Boss, I will bet. If y'all bet $1,000, I bet $2,000. I'm going to make it right for you, bro. If you come to Georgia again, I'll make it right for you. I'm not coming back up to Carolina because I'm going to tell you, I saw, it was really all those side positive.
I
saw my freedom
for you guys.
You saw what?
I got a solution.
Uh-oh, Glenn is back.
Can you hear me?
No, that's
CJ. Oh,
CJ? This is CJ. I got a solution for that.
Okay.
Instead of just the lock-in money, make the whole posse lock-in money.
That was my next statement.
Make the whole posse lock-in money.
We run the quarter mile. We can make it whatever you want to. He run the quarter mile. Come to Georgia. We can make it whatever you want to. If he come to Cecil, when I find a date, he come to Cecil. We can lock the whole pot in. We can lock that with Stormtrooper.
What about you?
You
said
we
gonna do that
double
nine. No. If we gonna lock the whole pot in, we gonna hit up pot for pot. I ain't gonna double the pot. I'm not gonna double the pot.
No. I didn't say that. I meant, are you gonna lock the whole pot in if he races you in 8 mile too, or just the quarter?
A quarter mile. I will lock the whole pot in the quarter mile in Georgia. If he come back down here in the quarter mile, lock the whole pot in, and I guarantee you, he will get what he want. He will get more bets down here because I'm in Georgia. Half of my people don't want to travel to North Carolina, so the bets going to be thin. But if you come to Georgia and bring all these people, bring however many you want to, come to Caesar, you will get whatever. They will cover whatever you got, bro. Just come down here where I'm at.
You're screaming about
Stormtrooper. Remember, I put Stormtrooper on your ass. I was trying to put Stormtrooper on your ass because BMF had a cold.
Okay, well, put him.
If we come down about Austin, we don't put BMF out there.
Okay, well, that's cool. That's cool, bro. It don't matter. As long as we run the quarter mile, you can put whatever, dog. You can put BMF, Stormtrooper. You can't
do that. You lost that race if about Austin, but what if we say, fuck it? Here's my question for you. What if we say, fuck it, come back to that sketchy-ass track we just left from and do it again? I ain't knocking
okay,
the facility.
Well, you
love
it. Okay. Here's what we'll do.
Track prep was off. I want to talk to the owner. I want some sticky icky put down on that bitch. I want to be able to stand on that motherfucker and that bitch rip my fucking soles off. Because that son of a bitch, that track was not prepped properly. I will tell
you. Let me ask you something. Possum, hold your side. Now, you need to tell everybody, you had everything in your favor. You won lane choice. You picked the lane you want to. I mean, I didn't have nothing in my favor that day.
We
both know
that. I flipped the corner. He demanded right then to know which lane to pick. But guess what? The rookie and me fucked up and picked one. Next time we flip, if I win, your ass will wait till I shake down, buddy. You can believe that.
Well, I mean, whatever you want to call it, bro.
That's the only time I had with UCC that night. I'm going to keep it honest. That's the only thing that aggravated the pure T-shirt out of me, except for all the showmanship in front of my trailer. Please leave it for the staging lanes, man. Let us do some work, buddy. Let us work in our trailer and not have all that show going on outside there.
Bro, you gotta understand. I'm an entertainer, dog. I'm an entertainer and a racer.
Go over there in the staging lanes and argue with Alex Bud Light or something. He'll entertain the fuck out of you.
Well, you know
he'll
what?
Rip his shirt
I mean,
off and go to your ass with it.
I mean, you better rope your trailer off. Because if it ain't got no rope around it, as long as I don't come through that little plastic you got, I'm safe. I'm safe, y'all. I mean, you better rope it off. Rope it off like you're Michael Jackson.
Okay, we'll have a quarantine zone just for your ass.
I didn't say that when your little boy kicked me up the ass.
My question is, if I drag Tossum Racing all the way back to Twigs, we going to do something? This time we going to do something?
dog. We got, if we don't, you got the lock in. I'm telling you, dog, I'm not asking y'all to come all the way down here for nothing. I would lock in a G. I'm telling you, dog, I was ready. If y'all would have came out the trailer a little earlier, I would have found the problem and I would have corrected it, but I didn't have enough time. I'm not going to take that whole side off. I'm not going to take that whole side off.
Now, man, we didn't come off that trailer just because the track wasn't there yet. We didn't come off the trailer until 8:30. That was on purpose. That's just, you ought to respect that, man. I don't know why you out there shaking down that track, blowing the tire like you did at one time. But, hey, that's your call.
Oh, no, I didn't blow the tire. No, I didn't blow the tire away. I didn't blow the tire away. No, bet that. But I know one thing. If y'all come July the 7th, Possum, I will lock in $1,000 with y'all.
Nah,
if y'all come
back, that's more than that. Because if you break, I need more than a punk out. I was just bleeding. I need more than $1,000. I got to get paid if I got to go down there, turn around, come back.
Oh, no, never mind.
$1,000. Let's at least go $2,000 on the punk out.
No,
please.
Man, I mean, no, man, I ain't, you know, I ain't rich, y'all.
You got big money with Tackle Box, $8,000 for dreads and a new bike.
Guys,
that's almost $2,000.
Guys, remember.
Calm down, man.
Listen, y'all need to use a different word than the one you're using.
Yep.
Oh. Okay, well, two pennies.
Well, now, hold on, while I have silence, can I speak for 1 second?
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, Possum. When will PMF be ready?
If God graces us kindly.
You ain't got to worry about BMF.
We
got Sam back. You ain't got to worry about BMF.
Way back, too.
Hey, we'll take up a Sam on that one. Did you want to boost us?
Well, what I'm wanting to do
is
that the new booster that I'm working on, which is a nitrous booster, I'm wanting to run BMF, and I'm wanting to run custom cuts with the Busa. I mean, we're still going to do the Sinister stuff, but I'm saying I want to run BMF with our Busa, and I want to run custom cuts with our Busa. So, when can we do this?
You bring it to Rocket.
Is this one, is that under my nose, Mike? Is that the one that's right under my fucking nose, Mike, that I was warned about?
No, sir, you retard.
Sam, who the fuck gives a fuck? If that man spent his money, he should be able to raise his stuff. Man,
so,
look, damn, what you bring?
Okay.
Look,
so
let me tell you something. Y'all gonna buy all the bikes you want. But if Lil Charlie ain't riding and Cecil ain't standing over there up on it, it's a turd.
Okay.
Man,
then so can we go ahead and lock up another race?
We'll talk about that.
Y'all got another lock me in now. Did not come.
Oh, yeah.
When,
I mean, we're
when y'all
going,
come,
bro.
We'll go in and get that race on.
Does anybody know if Eddie's on here? Is Eddie?
No, but Eddie will be there. Eddie trying to run.
I know, but I'm trying to talk to Eddie on here. That way,
send him a message. If he's not on here, if he's not on, I don't
tell
think
him
he's
to
on
press
here,
one.
If
he's
message.
On, press one. If Eddie's on, press one.
I doubt that he's on, but send him a message. There's plenty of people here to get it back to him.
Well, you just damn.
I
want Ellie, but like.
All right,
you
well,
have
back,
his number.
Back
we
can
call him. He's coming to Rock.
Right, well, back to where we were now. So we can run y'all's nitrous booster with our. If I get it done, we can run it, right?
See, how you going to lock in and you ain't. See, that's why I don't miss that man, because some UPS man not get there in time.
What are you talking about?
You said if it's done, I'm logging in.
Well, I mean, I'm still finishing up. I mean, I'm working on cocaine. I work on runs. I work on Sinister. I ain't got a name for this one. I'm working on who? I'm working on other customers.
Man,
shit.
Man, hey, bring any damn thing y'all want to bring when y'all come. Look,
well,
don't drive no car to a motorcycle event. Don't go
what
get it, come with it.
Alex, what I'm saying is I can put off some things to finish the Busa. If we can
man,
get something, just
something
small like we already have going with Pop.
Why don't you suggest a hybrid motorbike? I'm trying to get that one done as well, but I mean, trust me, I'm doing all I can do, bro.
Cause trust me, and believe, Scrappy gonna play the other Gap Band on you.
Well, we're not talking about that right now, sir. We're talking about...
There goes you another race, man. There's another race.
Okay.
You can put aside other plans for the other bike. Put your other plans in the deck. Other bike. The fruit bike. Right? To who?
Yes.
There you go. Well, you can stop production.
Okay, hold on, guys. Guys, hold on, pause. Chris, can you hear me? Chris, will you please let T-Wiz in? He's not got to be in the whole time.
Please.
Please, I've been trying to hang up. No, he didn't hang up. He's on. If y'all ain't going to get right, at least he's hearing me trying to set up a race so he can vouch for me up there.
Man, we don't give a damn what Glenn say. That's
the most story twisting and robbing you ever seen in your
life.
Glenn is suspect anyway.
Thank you.
What mediated my butt? He'll never hold no money for mine.
I'm listening. I still don't hear Wiz.
I can't believe you.
I'm sure Glenn holds that money in safety until two parties agree where it needs to go.
No, it ain't no reason, man. You get a man his money back, man.
He'll never hold no money of mine. Believe that.
Hey, if the man breaks,
50-41
ain't no reason.
Is the number. 50-41, gee whiz. Y'all looking for his number. It's 50-41.
I won't have it.
We going to get down. I got to talk to people. I know they're going to talk junk, but that's a ride. Or just to pop out.
Man, Sinister is a turd. I don't know why everybody's picking on Sinister.
Man, we know y'all slow, man. That's why y'all like racing down now.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, just like everybody. That's why we race each other, man. Don't you know that?
Well, it's
why
like...
y'all come way down here and get bikes done. You go way back up there.
Hey. I can't help.
What's wrong with July 7th, man?
Hello? For what?
What's up with July 7th?
What do you want to do on July
7th? Not me. Why don't we all join forces and go on down there and do a little dance with old Cousin Cuss?
Hey, I don't care what we do now because we're locked for Valdosta. I don't give a fuck if it's damn.
Hey, he got a cool
elephant outside. I don't give a shit.
At least, Jerry, if you race him there on the 7th, at least you'll still have your bike if you lose later.
Key. Y'all,
I told Chris that we will be there. We are going to be in the house. Now, if someone wants to lock up now, we can
do
that.
Here we go, locking up.
Alex.
Jerry Jones, can I ask you a question? Mr. Jerry Jones, is it possible? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure, Mr. Boston. Go ahead.
Okay. Y'all are already locked in for the haircut and then the bike transformation or the bike change.
He changed the haircut.
Okay, y'all are locked in for that. So that has no bearing on July 7th. Can y'all not lock in something for July 7th?
So I already told you.
What you gonna get to
them. Damn, where you been, man? You been telling us to come down there.
I told you that. I told you I lock in $1,000. You talking about, well, 1,000 pennies. Now I hear
people. Hey,
are we gonna let Wiz in? Because he still isn't on here.
Man, you must need Wiz. Is he your boyfriend? Good gracious.
Yeah, close enough.
I just like to hear the shit talking. What the fuck did it tell you?
You don't know.
Oh, G Wiz.
You're taking all your fucking pom-poms unless you want to sit down beside me with your yapping trap.
We want G Wiz. We want G Wiz. Man, you act like you married him.
Good gracious.
Hey,
what did I tell y'all earlier about a nickname?
It's my podcast.
His name is Glenn. That's what nobody knows.
He's been against me, and he's still my damn friend.
Oh, so that's why you think you know what everybody runs. You've been talking to Glenn, then.
Yeah.
Glenn going to beat your ass with me.
Glenn would never hold no money for my camp no more. Believe that.
He's been around getting a bad situation. Get in the middle of them. Don't take
yeah,
away from your legal loan.
Are you still here?
Talk about what Glenn gonna say that you wanna say? CJ, you still here?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up? Hey, hold on a second, guys.
Hey.
I got a surprise for everybody. Hold on, I'll be right back. 30 seconds or less.
CJ sound like a rope.
What about that damn old ass dude that we, you know what I'm talking about, at Rockham. Yeah, damn him. He got anything? I ain't forgot. Not one thing.
You ain't forgot about Joe Franco?
No. He walk up there like he on an Al Pacino movie and threatening somebody.
All
right.
Hey,
buddy.
I tell you what you do, Alex Bud.
Why don't
you sit your fat ass down over there in the motherfucking corner and drink a goddamn beer and keep your cock holster shut? Now, Jerry Jones,
God.
I ain't said a motherfucking thing about that whole situation in Rockingham. Shut up, Alex. Truth be told, Jerry, I thought you would race. As far as holding the money, bitch, you were more confused than anybody. You didn't know whether your motherfucking ass was coming or going.
Let's talk about the race.
Get his head cracked.
Everybody calm down. Glenn, calm down, buddy.
No, get his head cracked.
Come on,
yeah. He said what he wanted. No, I understand that.
Have your time. It's okay. Everybody knows what deal is. Everybody just calm down. We got 20-something minutes left of this show till next week, and I got to be Jonesing for 45 just to get my words in. So let's calm down, people.
Let's talk about
the most recent upcoming race. Not what's going to happen in a month. What's coming up next week?
What's coming up this week?
Alex.
We got that news race coming up this weekend.
There you go. There you go.
That's where I'm going.
I thought Nanu's race.
We're going to Nanu's race. Yeah, that's where we're going. I told you that.
And what about the following week, the 30th week?
That's Rockingham.
We're going to Rockingham. I got a date with them farmers.
Alex, can I talk to Alex for 1 second?
It's me. I'm listening.
All right. We got three races. We got the ZX14, the Blue Busa, and the ZX10. Is that correct or no?
The 10 ain't. Oh, AJ Bike. I don't know if he's coming.
Hello?
I don't know if he's coming. Look, you got a race with us, EJ. We don't know what bike we're going to put on your ass, but we're going to be one of them. If you win, all right,
well,
you
I
won.
Would like. No, that's what I'm saying. Who gives a shit? I just want to try all three.
You bring your 110-pound rider, 2 inches.
Hell no. Hell no. He ain't 110, not even close to 110.
Yeah, and I'll ride the motherfucker against Dusty.
Oh,
no, you won't.
Did he say that?
I bet you don't.
I love you, dog. He told you that.
No, we don't.
Listen, Alex. What bike? So you don't want to say what bike you're bringing right now, right?
We're bringing the Blue Boozer and the Black Boots thing.
All right. So, all right, we can dance with both of them. That's cool.
Yeah, both of them got thing collected. Both of them.
Mine does too.
All of them. Yeah. So who's right,
cool.
You, Jeremy?
Yeah, Alex. CJ. AJ just sent me a text. He said he is coming.
We're going to let you squirt 8 miles, and we're going to run motor, right?
Yes, correct.
But why can't we even up the weight on the bike, though?
Why? Because you're longer and lighter.
And you ain't got a 225 horsepower strapped on it? But, hey, look. I ain't in the business to cry. Bring your race.
Me and you are gonna ride too, right? Me and you are gonna ride?
Yeah, I might as well.
Okay.
I just might.
All right. Alex, I still want you. This is custom cuts. I still want you.
Oh, I told you. I'm gonna call the boys tomorrow. I'm gonna call them. July 7th. You really gonna put odds on the money?
Yes, I will put
that.
That's my word.
You ain't gonna do
that's
that.
My
man.
Word.
I'm sitting here
telling you, y'all bring that prime now pussy y'all had at the Rock. I got the odds on the money. Whatever y'all put up, I put up on top of that. Dog, it don't matter. I'm willing to race.
Sam?
No matter
what. Is there a good stopping room down there?
You what?
What now?
Is a good stopping room down there?
Yes, good stopping room. How much you need?
There's a lot of stopping room, buddy.
It's a very nice facility.
It has the makings of
that ain't what I'm
saying.
I'm saying we ain't trying to tie no transmissions up.
Buddy, look,
oh, come on.
You got about a quarter mile shutdown. You got plenty.
All I ask is there's plenty of stopping room.
I just answered your question.
You know how many breaks we be having on bikes, man? Then we go down through the woods at Benson on Murphy, fam.
yeah.
Don't forget that.
Okay. And if you don't have enough stopping room.
Piedmont.
Yeah, we did that too.
Yeah,
that man don't like to stop.
Okay.
He don't like to stop.
Man,
so
get with it, Alex.
Right.
Come on, man.
Let me get this right. So for the July 7th race, we got Helix and Custom Cut, then
You said Stormtrooping custom cut.
Yeah, I'm willing to do that.
We don't know. We don't know we coming yet now. But shoot,
okay, well, just call me.
But hey, you get my number off here, Chris. Call me.
I got it.
I talk to the boys. Because we'll come get you. We want
I had a question. 8th Mile? Is that 8th Mile, July 7th?
Are you promoting
this? We don't get nothing about 8 Mile.
Shit. I'm saying, is that is July 7th an 8 Mile track?
Yeah, it's 8 Mile track.
Okay.
Custom cut. Do you want to give a street bike the break in the 8th or no?
No, we're not giving nothing. We're not giving
okay.
nothing.
All right. That was
just you going to run them kind of boys? What the hell?
You're motherfucking right.
Yeah, right. Well, run our booth then. We'll give you the break in the 8th.
Hey, we can do that too. Just bring all your bikes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what we're doing then. Hey, you got me. We can bring the big booth out and let you break in the 8th and you're going to whoop us.
I don't know. I haven't seen your bike. I've seen his bike.
Well, if you're going to run his bike, you'll run out.
Why?
We
saw your bike run.
Said,
I ain't seen your bike run. I ain't seen your bike run.
He said he was going to give us odds on the money, so he ain't impressed with us.
No, I mean, I'm going to give you odds on the money. Y'all bring that booster that you showed me that I walked in the trailer and seen. Okay, if you bring any other bike, that's all the question. That's all that's off in the bit. Bring that Brian out.
No,
that you know
no. That's what we want to run. That's what we want to run.
Okay. Now,
you really running from Sam, and you want to run the booster.
We
got a lot of callers listening on this now, so we want to get everything out there. Wait, we don't want no spots or whatever. We want to get everything explained. So, because of you saying you're going to
tell me. I ain't had a drink in a minute.
Say what, Chris?
Okay, you said you're going to cover the odds, whatever what they buy.
I will cover the odds with that booster that they brought to the Rock, that prime down booster. That prime down booster with all the electric tape on it, I will run that bike, and I will odd the money. I will odd the money.
Do you odd the money with Stormtrooper? Do you odd the money with Stormtrooper?
I will not odd the money with Stormtrooper, but I will put up a healthy lock-in.
Oh, well, they definitely need to talk after this call.
Well, we really do.
Healthy lock-in. Healthy lock-in. There you go.
You
now,
in your life. Feel that way, man.
Yeah, you know,
what's going on in this world nowadays?
Look, y'all get on Psycho Bike and talk about I don't want to race. I'm trying to accommodate everybody on here.
I wish I had as many enemies as you did. I think it's a race.
Wait, you know what?
I'm the race. I'm Cold Miles CJ.
I'm the Tupac. I'm the Tupac in the grudge game. It's all good. But I want everybody to know on this radio station that G Wiz is a hater. G Wiz is a hater. Do not let G Wiz
go. Let it go, man.
Let it go.
Let's focus on the 2x7.
Yeah, let's not talk about
haters,
man.
Hey, CJ. Why I got to run 125-pound man to 170-pound man? I don't understand that, but you know what I'm going to do.
Because all
you
your bikes are 200 pounds less than my bike.
Now, that, we got a 14, CJ. You know what a 14 is with a 14? What makes ours way heavier than
14? We'll talk about it when we get there. Maybe I'll give you a little something.
You see how you kept on doing all that damn rev limit, that two-step? You're going to do that when we shake that mother down, too.
No,
so
I promise you.
I said you're gonna run the booster too, right? I'm gonna run
your booster. I'm gonna run your 14, and I'm gonna run your 10 in the 8.
You sound good, boy. I'm gonna tell you.
Thank you.
I won't end this, but
hey, now
man.
Can I get a word in real quick? Is Chris still on?
Ahead,
Chris, man, you love it?
Yeah, I'm still on.
All right, buddy. Are you putting on the event July 7th, correct?
Yes,
this is my event, yeah.
Okay. Can you please do me a favor and see how late we can get this track open? I mean, I'm not knocking it, but it really was hot the other day, and the track tried to come around. It was coming back around, but it wasn't, you know, maybe like 60%. But if you can get that thing to run a little bit later, The
plan is we're going to open the gates at 3. Race will start at 6. And I'm going to call the track owner in the morning and see if we have to extend maybe an hour to a race. I would be willing to do that out of my pocket.
Okay, listen,
no,
listen to me.
Man.
I already paid for an extra hour when I was down there last time. If it,
okay,
if
but
it's
you would not do that in this
money,
right there. That would be my responsibility to do that.
I can understand that. I can understand that. But for myself, for my own safety, my own sake, I'm offering my money to keep this track open until the latest they can keep it going.
No, if I have to do 2 hours, that would be fine. That would be on me. I would take care of that.
Yeah, but what if
fans
is on
the
track? The
fans just want to see racing. They want
to
see racing. I just hope
we
don't wait
to
the last minute.
Man, you know how they're going to wait to the last minute. That's going to happen. Okay, now, Possum, if I agree to lock in with you, we got to come up with a time that the race got to be off by, whether it's 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock.
I'm not doing that because of track conditions. I'm sorry. I'm not.
Oh, man, come on, man. Come on, see Chris, he's trying to wait
nothing.
To 2 o'clock.
Ain't
nobody
going
to
nothing, dude.
Ain't nobody going to wait till 2 o'clock in the morning.
The race, listen,
man,
if we lost the
call,
race, we're
going
to race. If we lost the race, we're going to race.
Guys, can I get in for a sec?
It's not going to come around.
Hey, can I speak for a sec?
Go ahead.
You have a floor.
I want to know two things. One, can I get a race with a 69-inch street tire? Super. Nitrous.
Down here,
can I get a race with cocaine?
And rock in. Take a
yeah.
Go out of there on the Twig Pop and just put that little post out there. You want a race or whatever. And just tell somebody to PM you. They're in a race.
What if they're trying to race at? Rockingham or Twig?
Rockingham's fine.
Yeah, see that you scared. You're going to run a black cut C rails?
No, no, no. TJ's bike is not even set up like our bike. So you can quit that right now. I'm talking about from y'all's smart ass mouth. Y'all want something or not?
Hey, a TJ bike ain't set up like y'all. I did set up. TJ, you did something different to that bike. We got stock body work and all.
Well, hey, you know what? No, they didn't stop selling the shit, so don't go crying about it now.
Huh? Oh, shit. Hey, let me tell you something. Just like y'all. And this is my word. I don't give a damn what y'all pull out. We going to pull it out, too.
Okay.
We got bigger sticks.
So whatever we bring,
we're
going to get it right.
You know how many of us it
is? Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I needed to hear.
That's all you need to know.
Okay.
You hear that saying?
Do what now?
Did you hear what I told you? It don't
BMF
matter.
BMF ain't
pull out.
I won't be in.
Hey, we got plenty of back.
I won't be in.
You know what I mean? Hey, come get some of us.
Hey, look.
BMF
look,
ain't
they're
ready.
Anyway.
It
they're
ready.
Gonna bring the bikes anyway.
I want BMF. Can I get BMF? Yes or no?
We can talk about
why
that.
Not? No,
yeah,
we can talk about
not?
It now, Possum. We're talking right now, just like we talk when it's just. Me and you.
Okay,
so
that bike you're working on, bring it.
I said we will talk about it.
All right.
Damn, you know the deal.
I do know the
deal.
Why
you ain't worried about it? You know I'm in the booths in that camp. You can put the glasses on and go ahead.
Here's the other thing.
What is it?
Other thing that I wanted to address. I don't know if Eddie is on here, but Eddie Kane can get the race with cocaine if he gives me the break. Now, if I lose, then I take my ass whooping. If I win, I will come back and run for the exact same amount, heads up.
You going to run Eddie Kane with cocaine?
Yes, sir.
You own that shit, ain't you?
Well, fuck. I
not
mean,
saying,
nobody.
Not saying Eddie bike bad. I'm just saying, you that bike y'all had a rock hand. Man, whatever.
Okay.
What
y'all
gonna do to it?
I
got on a diet. That's what I did. Don't worry about that.
Hey, since you begged for the break, we willing to take the break with a street bike, a net bike.
Do what?
We'll take the break from a street bike with that bike.
You got action.
Now let me make it easy. Tackle box, hold up. I just received a text.
Look, they're saying the message read, they want to know if Stone Trooper would be able to put a street tile.
No.
What event and where?
This is the Twigs race.
Did I say that?
Oh, man. I'll be honest with you guys. No. Not for Twigs.
Okay.
It'd have to be a... We'll bring a street tire with us on a rim, but if the track condition is there, I mean, possibly. Who wants to? Who's asking?
We'll actually, when this show is over, we're going to talk offline.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Hey, guys. Let me try to call Randy and get him in on the freeway.
Oh, God.
Why the fuck y'all hating on my partner? He's just trying to race. Why y'all hating?
Race stopping.
Jared.
Hurry up, Tackle Box.
Yes, ma'am.
Jared, check your Facebook,
yes, ma'am.
Please. Check your Facebook.
Okay.
She's sending photos.
Anybody sending photos?
I'm just picking, sweetie. I wanted to say something so bad when Jared said something about bringing a woman down there for Tackle Box to see. I think we were going to get you up there on the starting line to line him up.
Y'all forget our race, right?
Yeah. Damn, I ain't coming in here.
Hmm?
I have
old
a
world's
thing.
Gonna come to Georgia.
I have a thing.
Huh?
I have a fan. I have a fan.
Oh,
you need help. Help me to get your ass. You need some.
No!
Yes, ma'am. Let me see. I'm trying to tell you, man.
You waiting on a reply from that text message?
CJ,
yes, sir.
Yo, we gonna run, man. But we kind of worried what you did to that bike. That your bike don't look like a street bike.
Who says my bike don't look like a street bike?
I know you heard Tackle Box say that.
No,
it
Tackle Box says
hey,
his bike. He said his bike don't look like mine.
Listen,
hey,
CJ, nowhere near, even remotely looks like ours. You can get on CJ's bike. Ride that bitch to Dairy Queen and get a fucking blizzard.
So CJ bike don't look like CJ bike like a race bike.
No, Alex, you're missing.
I know what that bike
looks
like. I know what that bike looks like, and I'm saying it's nothing. It's pretty.
Oh, you're saying cocaine looks like nothing?
I thought CJ had doesn't look like a race bike. Oh.
No.
Cause he's saying cocaine looks like a race bike compared to my bike.
Yeah. Well, we on the same page then. 202.
Yeah.
We ain't tangling with each other. We coming to kick y'all's ass.
Hey, Tackle Box.
Yeah.
Hey, Tackle Box.
Hold on a minute, Tackle Box.
I wanted to make a little tiny announcement. I didn't want to, but I guess I will. Where are we at? Where are we at locking in with that Cobra race? You got any information on that yet?
I do not yet. It's still in the making, but I can't answer your question right now.
Sam, leave them alone, man. They got to test them no more.
Well, look,
I tell you what.
Hey, Sam.
Hold on, Alex. We want Cobra Commander with the little birdie that we heard, and I'm not going to announce the birdie. Tackle Box, you ain't got to announce it either. I just want to know if we're going to get locked that in or not.
I tell you what, we can. I'm going to go ahead and speak for that. We can, but you got to lock up the BMF race with our fucking Busa, and I will put everything aside and fucking finish it. Now, yes or no?
BMF ain't done, Tackle Box.
Well, okay then. Fucking Cobra ain't done then.
It's been done. It's been kicking ass on the internet.
Hey, Tackle Box, I got one for you. Hey, Papa Doc, y'all remember Frank? Frank just texted me and told me he got a 70-inch Boosa and he 200 pounds. He said he'd try your cocaine.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, go ahead and lock it up right now.
Hey, what I'm going to do is when we all get off the phone, I'm going to text Frank your number, or would you want me to text you Frank number?
Hey,
which one would you? I'll let y'all iron that out.
Hey, brother, it doesn't matter. All you
got
to do is just give me my number.
Hey, you better start writing those damn locks down. You logging in too much.
Like, which race is this?
I don't know. I'm going to let him and Frank figure out where they're going to race at and where else.
Here will be the Rock.
That's Rockham. I'm going to tell you that now.
Yeah, I'm going to let him and Frank work that out. But Frank told me to make sure I told you about his 70-inch Nas Booster with a 200-pound rider.
Yes, sir. That will be for the Rock. And give you my number. We will get it locked up.
God almighty, man. I think we're going to put a slide on our shit and come see somebody.
Hey, guys, look, y'all will learn something about us. We will win and we will lose. I don't know which one we will do more of, but we will fucking race. And Wiz will back me up on that. Alex, Possum, anybody, they know. Win or lose, we will race.
We race too.
3 minutes, guys. 3 minutes left.
Hey, CJ.
You got my number,
this is
Possum, right?
No, PM it to me, Possum.
PM it to you. You see that cook cue me in 6645, man. Right off the board, buddy.
Hey, guys, look here. Hey, Alex, the 14 that you have, is it stock body and stuff like CJ's?
I want Alex, but like.
Alex.
I won't, Alex, but like.
See, quit that shit. All right, listen. Hey, Alex, is y'all 14, is it set up with stock body work, you know, like CJ's? Yes or no?
I won't, Alex, but like.
Yeah, me too. Because I'm about to go on the bed, and if they put Dusty, which is the same weight as me, on any 14 that looks like CJ's with stock bodywork and shit and street tires, I guarantee you we can get down. I think, okay? Am I telling the truth?
Uh-oh.
Where the hell is everybody?
I think CJ and Alex called each other because they know one of them on the phone.
I'm on the phone. Alex is gone.
Damn.
Oh.
Well, I think Alex is gone.
3 minutes before everybody sit down, I want to
get the last 30 seconds.
I'm here.
Second box.
Yes,
sir. First of all, let me. I just want to introduce my co-host, Miss Erica Allison, which would be at Twigs also, July 7.
Okay, I can't wait to meet you, honey.
I can't wait to meet you
God.
Too.
Hey, true head,
Lord,
you're in trouble.
Hey, true head,
I can already see it now. Jared's going to have you on the damn line if they race. He's going to win, like.
I want Alex, but, like.
Shut your ass, stupid boy. That's something wrong with you. Who are you?
Now, can somebody please find the fat man a race if I come to Twigs?
You may have a surprise, Sam.
I'm having a surprise. J1000 going to go get that thing put together finally.
Hey, I might have you a race too, Possum, for that event.
Man, I'm the fat man on the 1000 that sat out there crying for a race.
Well, will you run CJ on my hybrid?
On your motorbike?
Yes, sir.
Let's get it.
Oh, me? I'm going to make a phone call as soon as this little conversation ends.
I will run you on your hybrid, and I will ride my hybrid.
Oh, you will run me?
No, I'll run CJ on your hybrid, and I'll ride my hybrid.
Well, as long as we have an understanding that you just back down right then we're cool.
I'm not back down.
Well, you back down from me, but you're not backing down from CJ.
Come on, dude. You're 100-something pounds on a damn motor Boosa. Come on, dude.
Okay.
I'm on a motor 1000. I'll smoke a crack pipe.
I'm going to see what I can do. I might have to move the tail section back about 4 inches to get his big ass in there. But I'm going to see what I can do. But I don't want him tearing my damn body work up now. But I want to see what I can work out with him. If he feels comfortable and everything's going good, then I'm going to put CJ up your ass sideways.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. You heard what I said. I got a hybrid too, buddy.
No,
you can't come with no damn gorillas now. Autos and flat slicks and all I got is a 1,000 with street tire, homie.
Okay, well,
pounds.
Now,
how much CJ weigh 300?
Well, now, okay, yeah. All right, Paulson. I tell you what, now since you come with the stipulations, that's fine. I don't give a fuck. You can ride a little scrappy.
Good.
He's going to ride mine.
Woo, doggy. Your days are numbered.
There we go. That's a fucking race right there.
You got one.
Well, I got to change this.
I still want my race with J1000. I want my race with J1000. Is that my surprise, Chris?
No, I don't know if that's going to be the surprise, but we're going to try to have your race. We're going to talk offline.
Okay. Hey, ain't no fun with the sponsors having fun.
No,
I'm talk offline.
I want to get confirmation. I don't like to put nothing out there that's false or whatever.
I got you, brother.
Alex. Is Alex gone?
I want Alex Bud Light.
Never that. No.
I want Alex Bud Light. I'm sorry.
I don't want Billy Vose.
y'all gonna fuck around. I bet you Billy done smoked a pack of cigarettes listening to this motherfucking program.
All right, listen. Let me say what Billy said. Let me reply what Billy said because I asked him if you want to get on here because he was talked about. Billy said, DC calling me out carries no weight, so no need to comment on something that's without meaning.
Well, damn. Billy said,
CJ, you're on here, right?
Yeah.
You heard what I said, correct?
Man, I don't even need a shakedown.
Damn! Goodness gracious.
Wow.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I can't even been on the track yet.
I don't give a fuck. I'll jump on anything and make it go within a hundredth of its best.
Y'all don't say anything.
I heard you're a bad fat man, but hey, there's another bad one that's just as bad.
I can't tell.
Hey, awesome. Possum. After he gets up your ass sideways, we might turn around.
Why are you talking about getting someone's ass all the time? You always talking about getting someone's ass and you talking about fucking them and shit. I ain't gonna lie though, man. I'm wondering, man.
Did anybody say anything about fucking anybody's ass? No, that has to be on somebody's mind.
Get somebody in the ass. You talking about getting in my ass, getting in this ass, and getting in that ass. Refrain from getting in the ass with me, please.
Okay, Possum. I'm sorry. I don't think. I don't think in gay terminology or whatever, but let me rephrase it. He's going to beat your ass. Now, I hope you don't think I'm talking about anything queer, but he's going to beat your ass with this motorcycle right here in front of me and you on Strappy. Yes?
That's fine. That's great. I welcome the ass kicking.
Okay. Good deal.
It'll be a rider's race. Hey, there you go.
Who was talking about racing Billy for a belt before?
See,
so that was something custom cut. That's out the belt on either Alex or either Sam or somebody that's gonna be down there too.
I tell you what, guys, I had a good time tonight with this. This was definitely fun.
Is it real?
Now, Rock and Amp's coming up, guys. We need to promote that one, baby. It's going to go down in the underground. It's going to be big. It's going to be badass.
Hey, why are we waiting for the underground? Let's get a first round, second round, third round, all qualifying.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Fuck that. Fuck that wait until an hour before they close. Let's fucking get it on.
That's what I'm talking about.
What the hell are you talking about?
Right.
You I can't run till 11:55.
kiss my ass for that shit. If your track's there, then you do the same thing.
I don't give a fuck.
If we're there, I get up at 9 o'clock and go at it.
My name is
Paul. Once they get in Maryland, I'll lock in for a 12 o'clock run.
Why we gotta talk about kissing people's ass?
I'm going to go ahead and buy the track tonight just so we can race. We're going to be ready to race at 2 a.m.
Why we got to talk about kissing people's asses?
Hey, Chris.
I know, right? I'm sorry, CJ. I didn't kiss my ass. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Kiss my ass.
Chris.
Kiss all my ass.
Yes.
Let's get a recap of all these lock-ins that we got going on, especially the ones on the 7.
It's too many. It's too many.
Forget about them. They ain't going to go down. There's going to be a lot of punk house spread around.
Hey, all jokes aside, see, this is the type of race that we was all trying to do with that World War III thing.
Hey, Chris.
I just want to say one thing. I never paid out a punk out in my life. Every time I raced, every time I came, I raced, never paid a punk out.
Nobody said you did.
Right.
Calm down, big buddy.
All these punk outs. A lot of punks these days. A lot of young punks.
I've never punked out either.
All right.
I'm going to make you punk out.
Oh, God. Here you go. I'm going to send your ass back to Cecil. How about that? Ass. I said ass. Oh, my God. I'll send your ass back to Cecil.
That's fine. Hey. That's fine. Whatever we got to do. I can take a ass whooping just like I did one. Hey, Possum, you know what's really going
to
be funny?
Wait till Tyree. What are you going to say to Tyree on the other end? What the fuck do you do to that thing?
Hey, listen. Look, so it's cool whenever I, 178 pounds, and my little ass Wang and my little ass boxers.
And your Fusa with spray, motor.
So Fusa I got to go on a lightweight. So why are you playing?
You got a Fusa motor with spray. You got a Fusa motor with spray and a 1,000 chassis. You know the reason why you did it. You got a Fusa motor with spray. That's why you did it.
Okay.
What they say? There's no replacement for displacement. Well, you got all the displacement, buddy. You're going to show me what this little 1,000 can do, though.
Hey, and that's cool. It's gonna be a fight.
There you go. I don't know about the fight, though, but okay.
No,
I do know, Possum, I do know that CJ is going to fuck you up, and it's going to be so damn funny.
Okay, I'm glad. And you know what? Me and CJ going to eat afterwards, too, because I'm mad because he didn't come over and get no crabs last time.
You better save me some crab legs this time.
I will. I saved you some. You want to come over and get them. I had to throw some away, you turd.
Then I asked you in the morning. You said you don't cook that early. Man, I start eating
early. I don't cook that early. Man,
come on. It's all good.
Wow, it's 10:08 and we're still here. Hot damn.
Yeah, I can't
believe he's laughing. I heard that. Come on, can I get another? I want an Alex Bud Light.
I got to be cool.
I got to say something before I get cut off. I want to say, I've done a special shout out to Ike Turner. Man has come through for me thick and thin, traveled far and wide to help Possum Racing out. And I really do appreciate you, Ike. You're a good friend. A great teammate. I appreciate you.
Oh,
he's a do boy. He's a do boy.
Look at my pom pom.
Nah,
look at my pom pom,
man. Do boy. Come on, chill.
Look at my pom pom.
That is so sweet. Fucking queers. Get back to race.
Oh, here you go. Hey, I keep it real, guys. That's real talk right there. Y'all need to have a team like that. That's all. Y'all have a team like us.
Hey, y'all need a team like we got.
We used to have a good team, too.
We're still all here.
All I know is anybody...
Hey, I want to hear that pretty lady talk again. I want to hear the pretty lady talk again. Where is she?
I
want to
hear, guys. She also has a player. She may need to
I'm
sign
here.
Up and support her with me.
Oh,
I'm still
crazy.
Here.
Oh, I
can't
look.
Gonna make a new book like up.
She has a class, you guys, to support her.
He started talking, I forget all about that damn motorcycle shit.
young
hey, guys,
lady,
we're going to have to cut this short, man, and take it on for next Wednesday.
I'll be on next Wednesday.
Now, is this lady, is she
what?
Taken?
I am.
Huh?
Oh, fuck.
Can you tell by the way she's
looking? She has a class that she teaches as well, so you all need to support her.
Please do.
If you watch the video on the Twigs race, you will see her at the end.
Well, yeah, I race too.
Now.
I race, but I'm more hand clutch.
I'm like,
okay.
Oh,
damn.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I love her.
So now, we will see you all.
If you come out to Twigs on the 7th, I'll show you how it's done on a hand clutch. No problem.
You keep Twigs open, late, and I'll bring some crab legs.
Hey, I'll be over there.
And don't forget to
see, I got my next voter for Grudge Race of the Year.
All right, guys, look, we're going to have to shut down this line now.
Thanks, Chris.
I bet you love it. I'm going to send you that PM, buddy, because I'm going to get a call tonight, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, right, baby.
Thanks,
yeah,
Chris.
Get us all on
Chris.
The way.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
It's been real, everyone.
You too, all baby. Right.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Banshee Lover, dedicated to Grudge Bikes. You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.